Hundreds gathered around New Zealand today as part of a National Day of Action for Ihu Mātou. It comes after a tense standoff between police and protesters at the contested site in South Auckland last night, with protest leader Pania Newton alleging that she was pushed by a police officer, something that the police today rebutted earlier in the program. The police say they boosted their numbers after the protest group indicated their intention to unlawfully occupy land at the Kaitiaki village in breach of a court order. Marnie Dunlop reports.
Motiatia Tonga Puro and speeches filled the front lawn at Parliament today as more than 300 people gathered in solidarity with those at Ihu Mātou. Te Pua Waiotiatua came down from Ihu Mātou this morning to be in Wellington. She live-stream events at Ihu Mātou throughout the night and says the police presence has left an uneasy feeling at the occupation. But she is overwhelmed by today's rally in the capital and the support shown.
It means everything and more to me to be here, to be able to give this back to mana whenua who are doing everything possible within their, with what they have, with all their resources, to be able to return home with a kite of love, a kite of unity. And the biggest taonga of all is just their presence, their tautoko. So I'm sure once I return back to Ihu Mātou with a pleasant surprise, mana whenua will be overjoyed to see the tautoko coming around the nation.
Organisers of the event asked people to fill kete with koha or offerings that Te Pua Waiotiatua will take back to Ihu Mātou with her tomorrow. Another protester, high school student Amy of Te Whanua Apanui, says she has followed the events closely.
Oh my gosh, I have been on Instagram 24/7 because I just want to, you know, I feel like that's the only way I can be there because I can't actually be up at Ihu Mātou, and I'm just trying to do everything I can, share stories, you know, just spread it with people who aren't even Māori so they know the issue that's happening in New Zealand, for not just Māori, but for New Zealanders in general.
Dan of Ngāti Whakaue and Te Arawa is making his way to Ihu Mātou this weekend. He says he believes the whenua should be returned to mana whenua and supports those he says are protecting the land.
I'm just here to tautoko the Kaitiaki up north. I want to let them know that they have got supporters around the country. I'm kind of here to, I guess, to protest against the suppression tactics that the cops have been using up there, and just to say that it's not okay. And, just to stand up and be seen.
Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson was at the rally today with other Green MPs. She has openly supported the occupation and applauds them for how they handled the situation last night.
They are wanting to focus on protecting the whenua and are not wanting to make this about police. I'll take my my leadership from them, and I commend them for keeping the calm in light of increased police presence.
In other parts of the country, other rallies as part of the Ihu Mātou National Day of Action took place. Firstly, this morning at Fletcher's headquarters in Auckland. One protester who was there says it's about looking after the whenua, not making profit.
We want to protect Ihu Mātou for future generations to come. Yeah, there are 500 or so houses, they might line their pockets, but got to think about the big picture forever and ever for all the generations and protect this sacred land.
About 150 people in Whanganui gathered to show their support at Pākaituri today, the same site Māori occupied for 79 days in the early 90s. Iwi leader Ken Meir says his people also fought for their land that was stolen and can relate to what's happening at Ihu Mātou.
Today was about, for us here at Whanganui, Pākaituri, to show our support to our people up there, the Tangata Whenua, the Manat Whenua, and in particular their very, very, very simple message to us is that they want their lands returned, and it was confiscated. And that's it, simple.
A small group in Dunedin also took part in an event where they painted a mural and learnt the history of Ihu Mātou. For Checkpoint, Kormani Dunlop Tēnei.